Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. And for those of you that celebrated Christmas, I hope you had yourself a merry little Christmas. Oh my goodness. So welcome to the between Christmas and New Year's cocoon time. Oh my goodness. I'm pre-recording this show today because I'm off snuggling with my little bunnies and my big papa bear guy, my hubby. Right now, who knows what we're doing in this moment when you're listening, but I really wanted to make sure to do my final show of the year as a celebration and a ritual, if you will, for you to really clear out any disappointments, any failures, any losses that you had here in 2016, so that you can release them, truly release them. And I also want you to be able to step into celebrating all of the wins and the successes and the expansion that you had in 2016. And guess what? I want that to happen for your kids too. Now, of course, depending on how old your children are, because if you got a little three-month-old baby in your arms right now, you know what? That three-month-old is not even tracking that it's 2016 is ending and 2017 is about to start, right? But if you have older children and children that would like to participate in some sort of year-end ritual, whether you do that as a family on New Year's Eve or New Year's Eve Day or sometime this week, awesome. And so what I've done is I've created a little a worksheet, a little playbook for you, if you will, for the end of your new year. So you can just go to mamatruthshow.com/year-end, mamatruthshow.com/year-end. And if you're listening to the show on my website right now, then you'll see where you can download the year-end, you know, really completing your year playbook right here on my website. And if you're listening to this in iTunes, make sure to head over to mamatruthshow.com/year-end, and you can go ahead and download that. And then you can do that together with your family, with your kids. You know, I really say, why not create a year-end ritual, a tradition that you do as a family, right? Because here at the Mama Truth Show and all of the moms that are members of the Mama Truth Circle, I'm constantly working on this for myself and in my own family with my girls. We're working on stepping into being the spiritual and inspirational leaders inside our families. I really believe that moms have that distinct purpose, that we're up for it. We're up for the challenge of nurturing the spirit of our children. And of course, we do that by nurturing the spirit of ourselves. So I don't mean religious. I just mean spiritual, the spirit inside of our children and the spirit inside of you. And so really creating an end year, a year end ritual is a way for you to step into that. And doing that as a family, I'm going to be doing it with my girls. My 2.5-year-old, it'll be very simple for her because she's 2.5. But for my 9-year-old, you know, I really want to take her through these processes because what I'm about to share with you on this show is something that I've been doing in one form or another for going on 17 years now. I really even longer than that, probably more like 20 years. I used to co-lead this great workshop that originally was called the Complete Create Workshop, and then it was the Recharge Workshop with the fabulous Melissa McFarlane, who's located in Los Angeles. And then I did this with Christina Rilo, my partner over at Intermingle Reform School, for the last few years together as well. And we kind of combined different things. So I'm taking this from different traditions, from different things that I've really learned along the way. And I just know that I want all of you, whether 2016 was like the best year yet of your life, maybe you became a mom this year, like oh my gosh, so amazing. Or you had the shittiest year of your life, mama. Like, I get it. 2016 was not a joyful year for me. I'm telling you, this podcast and starting the Mama Truth Circle was one of the highlights of my year. but it was also a really rough year for me as I look back on it. Oof. So I'm going to be using these processes myself with just, you know, solo, like you're going to be doing today on the call. And I want you to get out a pen and pencil, download, you know, go to mamatruthshow.com/year-end and download the workbook and the worksheets so that you can really walk yourself through this process. Okay. So the first thing that I just want us to notice, and I already even did this when I was just talking about my year, is we're going to have a story. We're the meaning maker about our year, aren't we? And it's like, oh, 2016 was the year that blank happened, right? So we get to tell the story. We get to weave the legend, as my friend Shiloh Sophia says. We get to, you know, this is where the human experience is so profound because, you know, the flower is not making meaning out of the weather that it had that year, right? Our dogs likely are not making meaning about, oh, 2016 was a crazy year, you know, or was like, oh my God, the best year of my life. So amazing. So much abundance. But we do as humans, this is part of the human experience. We make meaning. We are the meaning makers. And so I really feel like the gift that we can do when we pause for a moment and say, okay, how was this? And really reflect on it. There is so much power in that. So the first thing, and you'll see this in the playbook here that I've created, is for you to really take an inventory of what happened. You know, take an inventory of the past year. So write down the wins and accomplishments and the things that you completed this year. Write down the losses and the failures and the disappointments from this past year. You want to do this from a place of assessment and curiosity instead of judgment, right? Just assess what's occurred. You know, maybe you got divorced this year. And by the way, you might have something that goes on both. Like a divorce could be a win and a completion and something that you really want to celebrate. And it can also be a loss and a disappointment and a failure. And so you can have something that actually makes both sides of that list. So I want you to go ahead and do that. And this is actually a great place if you're following along with your workbook where you actually want to pause and do that inventory for yourself. So for me, you know, some of the examples that I have here, you know, maybe you really started a business this year and launched a website. Like for me, starting the Mama Truth podcast, I'd been wanting to start this podcast for over 2 years. And then launching the Mama Truth Circle and this incredible community of moms that we have that's growing and growing and growing. Please come over to the Mama Truth Circle. If you're not there, check it out, mamatruthcircle.com. And by the way, mamas, if you are in the circle, we're going to do some partnered exercise on our final call of the year later this week, where we're going to do some of this work together because there's so much value in coming together in community, in sisterhood, and doing these processes together. It's so valuable. And so starting the Mama Truth Circle, which I started in October of this year, is a huge win and a huge accomplishment for me. You know, one of the losses for me this year is I lost a dear friend, the amazing Dr. John Waddell, who had been in a cancer adventure, as I like to say it, and as he liked to call it, an adventure, a mountain climb, that it ended in him transitioning to the non-physical. And I'm using those terms because I know he'd really appreciate it. And so I missed him. And watching him, I was literally there when he died. Watching that process was really beautiful and really hard. As I know any of you who've been in the presence of someone that's really sick and ends up dying, it's rough. So that is a big loss for me. So that's going to go on my losses column, right? Some of the wins for me this year around my girls. I'm going to have a lot of different wins around my girls, around, you know, really being able to be there for Annabella through some crazy bullying stuff that she had go on this year. And I feel like we grew so much closer as a result of that. So that was a huge win. And of course, the loss of that, the flip side of that is the pain of seeing my girls go through experiences that are hard for me to watch and that trigger me. And like, I'm like, oh my God, I have so much more work to do on this topic, right? So I really want you to take a moment and take yourself through that. Go ahead and just do your inventory. Okay. So again, you can pause the show if you're doing that. So the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to actually transfer all of your wins and accomplishments to another piece of paper or to the chart that's in the playbook. And you're going to actually write down for each of those wins, those completions, those expansions, for those things, what strengths, skills, or qualities were developed as you created this win, right? So it's like, who did you become because of this win? Who did you need to be in order to create this win? So, you know, for me, with starting the Mama Truth Show, I've really stepped into more content creation. I've stepped into my voice as a mom and as, you know, a life coach and an author and a speaker, which I've been doing for such a long time. But specifically talking about motherhood topics is not something that I really did until I started the Mama Truth Show. I coached a lot of women all the time, but I didn't really step into saying, I have something to say on this topic and I want to share it. So I really did that. I really developed new skills around having the show and around doing the show. So hugely powerful. You know, for each of the wins, I want you to actually do that because it really allows you to cement in who you have become and to really acknowledge yourself for who you've become and who you're becoming. That every time there's a celebration, every time there's a win, every time there's a success, that you really get to take ownership of that and celebrate it. Look at who you have become. Not only what you've done, but who you've become. So that's the next step. So again, you may want to pause the show right now if you're doing this and following in the playbook. Again, that's at mamatruthshow.com/year-end. You can download the playbook that we're going through here. So then what we're going to do is we're going to do a process. And this is one of my favorite things that I do when it comes to any sort of disappointment or loss or failure, is a process that I like to call the perspective scale. And, you know, this is really influenced and inspired by the work of Abraham Hicks, in that really looking at how we can walk ourselves vibrationally up into higher vibrations. I know that might seem a little woo-woo to some of you. Bear with me. I know. But really, there's a way in which we can be with stuff because, you know, I was talking on one of the upcoming shows, I think it's next week, with Sam Bennett. You know, we were talking a little bit about the law of attraction and about how there's this weird myth out there, big fat lie to even call it, that says that if you're really doing your spiritual work and your vibrational work and you're vibrating at a high frequency, that nothing bad's ever going to happen. And that's just such bullshit. It makes me so mad, and it leads to so much punishment and self-punishment and self-bullying towards it, when the shit shows up, when life is a shit show. And you know what? Guess what? We're all going to have things happen that suck. That's how life is. To think that we're going to go through these charmed lives and never experience a loss or a failure or a disappointment or grief or, you know, having the times when we blew it is just ridiculous. It's a complete unrealistic expectation, and it really holds us to a standard that is insurmountable. And so I think that it's really powerful to say, okay, here's what happened. Now, how can I work with it? The response to things that have happened, especially the things that don't feel so great, the response to that is where our power lies, and the meaning we make of it is where our power lies. So I'm going to really be working on my perspective scale about different things. So here's how it works. In your playbook here, you'll see the perspective scale on a scale of 1 to 11. 1 is despair and torment And 11 is freedom, joy, empowerment, passion, total faith, right? So that's kind of the range of what it feels like to, you know, we can be in that place, like totally in the gutter, despair, and tormented about a failure, a loss, an incompletion. You might be feeling tormented about getting a divorce, or tormented about, you know, that someone, you know, that your spouse cheated on you, or tormented about something like you're having a fallout with one of your kids, or tormented about how your body looks. Lord knows we torment ourselves about that all the time, right? So that's kind of the basement level of vibration. And when we're in there, it's so hard to create something really powerful from that place. We've all been there. And I will say, when, you know, after John first died, I was really tormented. I was really, really tormented for a long time, for longer. I stayed down longer than I think I ever have. And I've lost some really significant people in my life. But I stayed in that tormented place for quite some time. And then on the flip side, number 11, you know, there's obviously all the way on this scale, there's insecurity and guilt and unworthiness. There's hatred, rage, anger, discouragement, worry, blame. You know, there's all of these different feelings, all of the these different perspectives that we can hold. And then at the top, there is that freedom and joy and empowerment and passion and total faith. Ah, don't we want to be there about everything? And there's a way that we can, with sometimes losses, failures, disappointments, we're like, eh, number 10 is enthusiasm and eager to take action. Sometimes we feel like that, like we process it really cleanly and clearly. And so what I want you to do is write down those, you know, failures, losses, and disappointments. And I want you to rate on that perspective scale, from the scale of 1 to 11, how you feel about that particular loss. So one of the things that's down here in the example is a loss, a failure, a disappointment, life out of balance, no time for me, not doing my self-care. And maybe you rate that on 5 on the scale, disappointment and overwhelm. And that's how you feel about it. So this is a chance for you to be really honest with yourself about how you are feeling about that. So then after you, and again, pause the show right now, go and fill this out. It will be so valuable to you. I'm going to take a sip of tea here. Mm. I'm getting really excited to be taking myself through this. Okay. So then the next part is you're going to actually coach yourself up the perspective scale. So the idea here and our mission is to get you as high up on as possible as we can on the perspective scale. And when I have done this work in person, we actually have the perspective scale like a big piano on the floor. And it's like a way of like follow the yellow brick road from despair all the way up into feeling total faith, right? And so there's a way that you can like walk yourself up it like a ladder. So you can actually do a physical movement like by stepping up. So you want to go ahead and choose an incompletion, a failure, a loss to work with, and feel how it feels in your body to feel that way. So if you're, you know, feeling out of balance, self-love, self-care out the window, overwhelm, and you're feeling overwhelmed, just feel how that feels in your body to be in overwhelm. And then the next step is you're going to ask yourself the following question. You're going to look at the next perspective up on the scale. So if we were a 5 on at overwhelm, then we would look at, okay, the next one is 6, frustration, irritation, and impatience. So can you feel how it feels better to feel frustrated, irritated, and impatient about something than it does to feel disappointed and overwhelmed? Just feel energetically. Isn't that interesting that it actually feels like more movement? Because when you're in that space of despair and torment, there's not a lot of movement there. When you're in disappointment and overwhelm about something, not a lot of movement. But then suddenly if you go, oh, frustration. So, and then you say to yourself, what thought would help me move up 1 point on the perspective scale? So you might be able to say, and then it's like, okay, what do I need to do to get up 1 more point? and then one more point. And so you're just going to keep walking yourself up that perspective scale. So it might look like for that overwhelm and life out of balance, it might look like, okay, you're in that place of disappointment. And then you just go to what thought will have me be impatient? I'm sick and tired of this. I am sick and tired of having my life out of balance. That would get you to six. And then you'd feel what that felt like in your body. Is there any actions that you need to? Okay, well, let's go up to seven, pessimism and boredom. What thought would help me feel pessimistic? And well, it's never going to happen. You know what? It's probably not going to happen. Nope. Going up to seven. Then we're going to go up to eight on that perspective scale, which is contentment and hopefulness. So you go from that place of, I don't know, to, well, it could happen. That's like going into that space of possibility. Possibility. It's possible that I might be able to figure out how to do this. And then you go up to nine, optimism, positive expectation, belief, saying, you know what? I believe that I can put in some structures and accountability so that I have more time for myself. I believe that. That would move you up to nine. And then 10, what's the thought that helps you get to enthusiasm and eagerness to take action? You know what? I'm gonna call my friend and we're gonna have an accountability thing where we meet once a week and we take some self-care time together. And I feel eager about that. I'm excited about that. And then 11, stepping into freedom and total faith and joy about it. I am stoked that in 2017, I'm going to create more time for myself. Are you getting this? So there's this way in which you can walk yourself up, and you want to really allow yourself to authentically move up. Yeah. Now, there's going to be undoubtedly some topics there that are just too hard, like that where you get stuck somewhere on that perspective scale. And so again, I want you to pause and do the perspective scale for each of your losses, failures, and incompletions as best you can. And then if there's some that are stuck, we're going to go to the wake up call 3-step process, which is our next step. So the first thing that you're going to do in this 3-step process, this is kind of like a variation on the standard 3-step process that I teach. So the first thing is you can say, what is your inner mean girl or inner critic saying about this failure, loss, or disappointment? You know, let it rant. Let that inner mean girl rant about it. Shouldn't be that way. This sucks. It's never going to change. Whatever it is, right? And then on step two, you close your eyes and you ask, what does your inner wisdom know? And so this is when you're going to allow yourself to really feel the gift of your inner wisdom's perspective about this failure. And then step three, you're going to lock it in with a physical gesture. So between all of those things, hopefully you will have processed all of your failures and losses and incompletions. And again, the reason to even bother doing this, and you can do this with your kids, right? You can totally do this perspective scale with your kids on anything where they're feeling unprocessed, depending on their age. At a minimum, I'd recommend asking your kids, like, what was your biggest win in 2016? And what was your biggest disappointment? And then you can coach them up that perspective scale about that disappointment. You could do a little coaching, whatever's appropriate for them, depending on their age, where you can help them find a new story, a new perspective to hold about that experience. And this is where lessons come into play. So that's the thing that I always like to look at too, is what were the biggest lessons that I learned from this year? Looking at the wins, looking at the successes, looking at the losses, looking at the failures, like what were the wins that I got from the lessons that I learned this year? And I'd love to hear from you on this. Let me know. What were those wins for you around your 2016? What did you learn this year? And then that brings us to the final step in the playbook here, the completion ritual, which is where you say, as I complete 2016, I release, and you'll name any failures, losses, disappointments that you have, release them. I celebrate wins, successes, and accomplishments, list those out. I will remember any lessons and wisdom, and then declare the year complete. And as a family, really looking at what were our losses? What were our disappointments? What were our wins? What were our lessons? Do this as a family and then do this ritual. You know, when I do this work, and we'll do this together on the Mama Truth Circle call, we'll break into groups and we'll really be able to witness each other saying, I release, I celebrate, I will remember. And that, my darlings, is your year-end ritual. I would love to hear from you. As always, you can post up on the Mama Truth Circle Facebook group, the free Mama Truth Circle Facebook group. And again, would love to have you start 2017 off with a bang by joining us over at the Mama Truth Circle. So check that out at mamatruthcircle.com. So until next time, on our next show, actually, I'm going to be talking with you about really dreaming your 2017. So stay tuned for that next week. And in the meantime, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye, mamas.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.